Today's episode was recorded during our Voice of Influence Summit 2022, where women learned how to step into their sphere of influence and speak with authority, anointing, and authenticity. I can't wait for you to hear what our guest speaker has to share. Let's tune in.
All right, ladies, we are here for another session and another Kingdom Woman speaker, Mary Prince from Medicine Hat, Canada. Hi, Mary.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to hear all about how God is using you in the education field. And I know many will be inspired and really probably activated to really see a different possibility and potential. And I know that's part of your school model as well. So before we get into that, let's talk about how you came to where what you're doing today. What kind of brought you to the point of what you're doing today?
Yes, well, absolutely. Thank you. So really, I did not think that I would be in this position today. But, and you know, God is just, he knows exactly what he's doing. So really, you know what, I was teaching for a number of years, and then I moved into consulting. And through the consulting, I ended up starting a tutoring company, of all things. So here I am touching base with all these families, connecting with families. And it was so powerful and just a tremendous opportunity for me to really connect with them on a deeper level. And then after all these years, after 14 years of that, God has now opened up the doors for us to have a private independent school. And, wow. You know, just how it's all evolved into this is a beautiful, beautiful process. You know, when COVID hit, there were so many shifts in education, mm-hmm. and the delivery, yes. of education that, you know, we had a number of people come to us, and a group of professionals came to us and said, you know, Miss Mary, if we get sick, if one of our children gets sick and then we get sick, we have to miss our practice for 10 to 12 days. And we're not prepared, wow. to do that. We can't do that. There's already a wait list. And so we started a small cohort, and that evolved. And that little cohort that we started, you know, with about a dozen children, you know, then the next year, some of them went on into public education and they accelerated a grade.
Wow.
And we had only worked with them Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days. And it was a short day till two. And these kids accelerated a grade. And I had like superintendent call me, principals call me, what are you doing? Like, and they were at the top of their next grade.
Wow.
It was so, it was just so powerful.
What a confidence booster. What a confidence booster for them.
For them, for their families. And yes. So really, we are Accelerated Potential Christian Academy. And God is just really, he is lifting the lid off of children and people's potential and just expanding it and opening up new horizons for them to achieve and succeed. It, wow. is so amazing. And now we're in our second year of that. And then we're moved and same, we have just the results are so, and it's by God's grace and by his blessing and anointing on this program. We are so incredibly grateful for, wow. the way he has really provided strategies, intervention, and just speaks to us about what to work on with these children.
Yeah, because I know you told me that you were getting ready to retire.
I was. I have little grandchildren. I'm like, you know what? This will be a great time to retire. And God just, I don't know. He cranked things up and now I'm refired because now I'm off and running again.
Well, one of the things that I know that you mentioned before and what you just said right now, in terms of there was, as you're going through this, there was a need that presented itself to you. And you, right. stepped into it. You just stepped into it.
Mm-hmm. And God, he's a creative God. And so there's needs everywhere. And God will highlight the needs where he wants us to address, where we can be a solution to people's, mm-hmm. needs. Because when we meet their needs, then their hearts are open and tender to, wow. receiving what God has for them.
Wow. And what were some of the challenges as you now transitioned from a tutoring, mm-hmm. company to a full, like a school, a full-fledged school, or to some degree now opening up for a Christian academy. What were some of the challenges that you had to face as you took that next step to go to the next level?
Oh my goodness, where do I even begin with that?
Maybe your top two.
Top two. Okay. Every step of the way I kept saying, all right, God, because I was just in over my head in paperwork. The paperwork was enormous and it was just so immense. And but God brought along people. He just brought along this amazing woman who has this gift of administration. Oh. And she just stepped in and I'm like, thank you, God. And she was just a tremendous blessing and has become a really good friend. And I just love her dearly. And, so I think building a team was probably the greatest challenge. And really, God, he will bring in the resources that you need as long as you call on him and you trust in him for those resources. And so he brought in finances. He brought in people. He brought in expertise, people who knew exactly what to do. And you know what? He gave us such tremendous favor with the government with the Department of Education. It was, they just kept saying, okay, we'll do this. And we were end up talking with the person that was making the ultimate decision. They were guiding us through every step of the process.
Wow.
He says, I don't know how you got my number, but you know what? I'm going to help you. And it was just a wonderful way it all evolved. And so needless to say, it was countless hours. However, the process really established our trust and our faith in God in where he's leading us and taking us right now.
Wow. So why another school? Like what is it? What did you feel was happening in the education system or with the students that you and families you were working with that kind of felt like this was the next step?
Mm-hmm. In my time and with our tutoring is that I focused really on reading, writing, and math. Mm-hmm. And right now in Alberta, we have a 35% failure rate in reading and math.
Wow, that's
It is huge. And, people think Canada is number two in the world in reading, but really across the globe, we look at grade four math scores and really Canada does not sit, very high in that area. And so we really saw it as a need, and people in our community, they were saying, Miss Mary, we want our children to be immersed in Christian. We want them to be discipled because the world is giving them all sorts of messages. They are getting inundated. Right now I was just in the mall and there was this big sign, that was speaking to children's identity. And I was like, it just hit me. And I'm like, this is why we are stepping into this.
Wow.
And so we will be a Koinonia school where we'll be a discipleship school. Okay. We also are going to be offering four day a week school. And that is so that because families get busy on the weekend. And so we wanted our families to have now that fifth day where they could just chill out at home. They can be with their family and then have that busy weekend, right?
Wow.
Now we are giving those families that need that fifth day, we're actually having people to do extracurricular and we have woodworking, we have knitting, we have macrame, we have drama and arts, and we have music and we have sports. It is just the way the community has stepped in. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. And it's like, it's so powerful. So really it's to meet not only their needs for their identity and speak, let God speak into that identity rather than our society as a whole. And the media, of course, but also to bring forth, help them realize their true potential, right? And just using the God-given strategies that we have to help them see that and get a picture of themselves and actually experience it for them to soar in their learning, in their identity, and just blossom as who they are meant to truly become.
Wow. So what are some of the other distinctives that your school offers from other ones?
Yes, well, we are a discipleship school. And so we really are focusing on believers. We're focusing on establishing their faith. And we have these expert teachers. We have teachers who are really experts in reading, writing, and math. We will focus on that, but also we have personalized learning. This mm-hmm. is truly what sets us apart, is that we create a personalized, a customized program for every single child.
Wow.
It doesn't matter where they are on the spectrum, if they're gifted and talented, or if they have some achievement gaps, or if they're right in the middle. Every single child has their own individual program. And in order to now execute that and deliver that, is that we have small class sizes. So throughout the day, every child will get one-on-one attention and small group programming and instruction. Mm-hmm. So it is powerful. And so our small class sizes of 10 children to a teacher, and then also they each get some individualized attention. That truly is what sets us apart and really helps them achieve their true potential, right? And so that there's removing these limitations, breaking through any glass ceilings, mm-hmm. right? You know, can I share a story?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I have so many, but I think, so this one boy, I just went to his graduation. He came to us. He was in grade 10 and, he came to us and he was reading at a, you know, just below a grade one level, very, wow. very weak. And so we did a formal reading assessment with him, and his parents were feeling hopeless. They had despair. They were at their wit's end. They were two professionals. Mm-hmm. Two professionals. And they said, we have tried this, 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 and this. And they listed off a whole, you know, list of resources and people and programs they had tried. Yeah, and so he came to us, and he came to us for three times a week, three, you know, little hour sessions. And you know what? After less than 3 months, he grew and he was reading at a grade six level. Wow. And you know what happened when he got to that grade six level? And you know, this is a young man who was suicidal. He would crumple in the floor in a corner in my office at times. And he had received so much, just identity from his classmates, from just the despair and just from the struggle in school and the reading challenges, that he was lost and he didn't know where he was going. And then when he really was able to read, it opened up this young man and he just totally took off from there. And you know what? He was registered in, it's called the K&E program for high school students, knowledge and employability, and they don't get a diploma, they get a certificate. He transferred then into the diploma program. Mm. He just graduated. He graduated and with B's. He not only did that, but he is now enrolled in a medical program at the university. And he is just, it is so exciting. His parents, they cannot stop talking about it. They go, you changed the trajectory, the whole total outcome of his future career, wow. of his future success, his future outcome in his life.
Wow.
And that's what we're called to do, right?
That's what makes it all.
Change agents.
Yes, exactly. Even if it's for the one.
That's right.
That is so cool. Wow. That's powerful.
It is powerful. And it's not just that one, because now his family is going to now have new hope. And this, now they know that they can achieve this, right?
Yes.
Same. So then now we've changed the course of his life and his family's life. And then so on and so on for many generations.
Yes, exactly. Because his choices have now opened up wider for him. And just his, like you said, his destiny, his career path has become broader with him. And so because of that, that is such a powerful story. And so I know there's another element of this that in terms of what you incorporate into your model in terms of education that God gave you. God gave you
yes.
something element. Can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So When I left teaching in the classroom, I became a consultant in reading and writing. And in doing that, in going to schools in Edmonton, Red Deer, and Calgary, I ended up connecting with this amazing brain research group. And they were corporate executive coaches, and they would go into the corporate world and they would, you know, help remove limitations and get, you know, greater results, right? And higher performance. Yeah. And so I ended up meeting with this group and I said, now I want to do that with children. Help me do that with children. How can we do that? And so they invited me into their group, and what a blessing. You know, here I am, you know, a teacher, and they have with these neuroscientists and doctors and just people who really understand how the brain works, mm-hmm. and the mind and the brain and the connection, right? And actually, yeah. they were Christian people, so they understood.
Wow.
You know, spirit, soul, and body, and the whole connection, and how that really affects us and our performance and how we operate in the world around us. Mm-hmm. And so they actually, in working with them, Jeff and I were applying their principles in our tutoring company. And then what we did is they created a game for us, an EQ game, and it's called EQ Connect. And it is so amazing. It is, I can't tell you too much because I think that's in the next section, right?
Yes, exactly. That's in the All Access Pass session. You're going to hear all about that.
Oh my goodness. But there's so much to it. And it's,
tell us some of the results of using that in your school.
So now when we have used that, we use it as a warm-up before our tutoring because we want to get the relational circuits on, because mm-hmm. God showed us that when we get the relational circuits on, because God's a relational God,
yes, he
then
is.
He opens up new pathways for learning.
Wow.
And so that is how we get this accelerated learning, right? And it helped them achieve their true potential. And I'll give you an example, is that we had a little boy, and he was just struggling and in school, and he was in grade 6, and he was adopted. And, you know, the parents, they were at their wit's end because he would be in school and he wasn't able to finish anything, and he would run out of class and in tears and just, you know, be, you know, an emotional mess, right? Yes. And just really having some emotional struggles. And we call them emotional learning blocks, right? And, yes. and you know, we all experience them because anytime you have learning, emotions are involved. Well, this mom brought her son to us, her adopted son. And, you know, I was working with him, and she said, Miss Mary, do your Miss Mary magic, you know, and I said, you know, they know it's not magic. It's all God. But so, you know, I did a sozo with him, with the cards, right? You know, with our EQ yes. cards, I did a session with him. And what it turned out is that he had written in grade 1, he was writing a story about these bears, this little bear who went into a pond, and he was to come out, and on the other side was he got to meet his real mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And so this was really his life story, right? Mm-hmm. And so he goes into the pond. So, you know, in our talks and in working with these cards, this EQ, you know, cards, and then he comes out, and he didn't get to finish that story.
Mm, wow.
So then he and I finished that, and we went through that whole process with the EQ Connect game. And I tell you, it was so powerful. The next day, the mom came to me. I'm not going to finish that story because I'll share more later. But the next day, the mom came to me. I have a changed boy. You know what? Not only is he's staying in classroom, but now the teacher commented, the mom noticed even the next day, a dramatic change in this child, in this young man. And so it's a powerful thing when we combine emotions in with learning, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we think we can separate all of these things, but God is interconnected.
He is. And I remember reading in scripture, there's a passage, I think it's in Proverbs, it talks about, you know, how grief blocks our vision. It prevents us, it shuts down our ability to see, really. And mm-hmm. part of that is creativity, you know, being able to actually be creative and learn. So what you're saying here, it kind of blocks a part of us when we are emotionally stunted or blocked or stuck in some way. And I wonder how many children have been mislabeled over the years because of having an emotional stunting of some sort.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. You know, we have so many children, we see the whole range here. And also, you know, we'll have them in our school. And yes, a number of them, I believe, have been misdiagnosed. And because all of a sudden, you know, they've been labeled dyslexic, and then they're learning to read with us. And, yes. and all of a sudden, all sorts of possibilities are opening up. And,
yeah.
and, but yes, once so we use this game to really warm them up. And it gets their brain primed for receiving new information and ready for that, so that they will receive it and will retain it.
Awesome. So Mary, with just as we kind of close up our session here, and if you are an All Access Pass member, you definitely want to take in Mary's session, because this is not just for kids. And she's going to tell you more about that. But I want to know, what are some of the areas that you want women to know right now, even as we kind of close here? What are some last things that you want to say to some women who may be stirred right now at hearing some of the stories that you've told, whether it be they're an educator or they're a parent? What are some things you want to leave them with?
Yes, I truly want to leave you with that education is transformational. Education is destiny. And I believe that, you know, if God has placed education on your heart, he will position you with many opportunities to impact children. And there's lots of ways in which you can do that. And I think just tapping into him and being in alignment with him, and he will give you strategies and just open up. You know, I love opening up new pathways, but I believe that God is raising up women to really impact children in the education system, to speak to their identity, to speak to these learning needs, and to break through some of these emotional barriers and these emotional learning blocks that have been established and erected in these kids' lives, right? And, you know, and we do have a tool that can help you, absolutely. And, but I think really truly is that there's going to be, I believe, an exodus of children leaving public education, and that God is going to raise up women to men and women to intervene for these children and speak into their lives, because now is a time and it's a season that we need to do that. They're so vulnerable right now. They're so open and they're ready.
That's so good. And if someone wanted to get involved with your school, are you just a location specific school, or do you have online? Tell us a bit about that.
That's such a great question. We have had so many people say, are you online, Miss Mary? Because, but we are right now just a location, you know, brick and mortar building right now. But next year we are going to go online, because with our tutoring, we do online. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we work with children all over and the world. So truly we want to really see, yes, children to access us, because not only for them to achieve their potential and to get that personalized learning, but because we are going to be a relational school as well. And so to help them become a more relational person, I think will be so powerful for us to be able to reach children. So yes, if anyone wants to, you know, be involved in that regard, you know, any online services or in person, please contact us. Absolutely.
That's so good. And we will have the link listed for them as well. And I know that you have great resources on that website as well that people can download. I think we mentioned that before. Is it just right on the homepage, or did you give us a special link, I think?
Yes.
I gave you a special link.
Yes.
Special link. We'll have that listed. Go ahead and say what it is.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we do have a reading program, the same reading program that I use for the young men that we use for all of our children. And so there is a link for that. And there's a free resource for that to give people an inside scoop into that, that I think will be very helpful for them. And we just want to bless them. And so, yes, absolutely.
Thank
access
you so
those.
Much. Wow. What wonderful work. I love it. God has taken you out of retirement and refired you up.
He has.
That's so good. Thank you so much, Mary. Well, I'm so excited to learn more about what you do and in the All Access Pass training as well about EQ Connect. But also, thank you so much for saying yes to God and being willing to follow him in this adventure and impacting the lives of not just the children, but the families and their future destinies. Yes, really is, Sue. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. It's been a blessing to be with you.
Thanks for tuning in today, and be sure to check out the show notes and any pertinent links mentioned in this episode. Make sure and share this with a friend, a like-minded Kingdom woman who wants to learn how to become a positive and powerful voice of influence and learn how to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. And remember, your voice is a vehicle of transformation and needs to be heard.